The crowd of about 100 concerned citizens settled quietly in their seats and listened patiently to five guest speakers. The voters heard persuasive rationales for either accepting or rejecting the proposed Florida constitutional amendment to cut property taxes for homesteaders and make Save Our Homes tax caps portable. Both sides of the issue sparked enthusiastic responses from the audience, and afterwards a sampling of citizens showed that voter opinions are split.
My name is Ted McLean. I'm a lawyer, but I still didn't understand the amendment, and I'm pretty well made to help me make up my mind. I decided to vote for it because the taxes are just overall too high. It's the only way they control it because the politicians are not going to control it.
I'm Peggy Page, and I'm from Largo. It did sway my mind, and I thought it was very informative, like the number of people that showed out, and I'm going to vote against it.
My name is Awilda Epp. I live in Pinellas Park. It doesn't help the people that need the most help. You know, like my neighbor has a two-bedroom house. He pays like triple the taxes, and I don't, only because I've been there a long time. It's just not fair all around.
The issue of the inequities of the existing property tax laws and the proposed amendment seemed to be on the minds of many at last night's town meeting. Darden Rice of the League of Women Voters spoke against the amendment for this reason.
I'd really like to hammer it home the word inequities, and that's the reason, one of the reasons why the League of Women Voters is opposed to this plan. It's the inequities of how the homestead tax limitations would be extended and increased without the regard of ability for homeowners to pay, and also it would extend the inequities created through Save Our Homes by allowing homeowners to transfer its benefits.
Dr. David McCaleb of CutPropertyTaxesNow.com acknowledged that the proposed amendment has serious flaws, but he is urging citizens to vote yes and then support his effort to place another tax-cutting referendum on November's ballot.
You're all going to have to decide how to vote. You've heard the ins and outs. I'm going to hold my nose and vote for it because I have hope for something better. It's not enough, but it's a start. We can get on the ballot in November. I have promises from key allies in the State House and Senate that will help us get on the ballot in November if you help us do it. CutPropertyTaxesNow.com. Thank you.
There was a strong sentiment among the crowd at last night's town hall meeting that the legislature has not done a very good job in the crafting of this proposed change to the state constitution.
Linus Rautenstrauch. I thought it was very informative. But at the same time, I'm still confused because they're throwing things out and saying this is the best we can do. But in reality, is it the best they can do? And they know it's not the best they can do, but they're all in a hurry to get away from the job at hand, the task at hand, and go on to something else. It's always somebody else's responsibility, not theirs, but they are our elected officials.
With less than 2 weeks to go before the important vote on Amendment 1, area residents are attempting to educate themselves on the issue. From the scene of one such attempt in Largo, this is Rife Russell Anderson reporting.